This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Coastline and some other areas as well. We're going to dive into that as we motor through this show. I know a lot of people that have been evacuated. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And speaking of crazy winds of a different sort, man, always so much is happening in D.C., but a ton certainly is, including the president feuding with leader Mitch McConnell. What is going on with the Republicans? Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News joins us right at the top. Hey, Ellen, how are you? Whoops, we lost Ellen. So we'll try to get Ellen back, but we're talking about what happened with the today at the White House and on the Hill. Like I was saying, kind of likening it to a mandatory hurricane evacuation, which is happening in Texas. A different kind of chaos is happening in D.C., although it's the same political maneuvering. So what's going on with Trump, the president, and what's going on with the cabinet and others around him has been pretty intriguing, including the Republicans, with this fiscal crisis really looming. The White House is saying that Trump is working well with McConnell and Ryan. And that's where we start. We've got Ellen Ratner back with us. Hey, Ellen, so we just lost you for a second.
Hi, sorry, I don't know what happened. Something happened.
That's okay, no worries. But I was, it's like the chaos of the hurricane I was talking about at the top and this financial crisis that's brewing in D.C. What's the deal with McConnell and the president?
Okay, well, it's really interesting. I just got an email that McConnell is actually going to be at a fundraiser for two of the senators. There's actually a third senator, too, but McConnell hasn't, I mean, Trump hasn't gone after her. But Dean Heller and, of course, Jeff Flake are the two senators, and McConnell is going to be at a fundraiser for them. So this is war.
Wow, no kidding. That is war, isn't it? And the Treasury Department is saying, by the way, that the ceiling has to be raised by September 29th. If not, we can't borrow money, right? We are not able to do that
to
pay the bills, or what do we do?
Correct. And as you know, Donald Trump has said that had they added this to the VA bill, it wouldn't be a problem, except then the VA bill would never have passed. There needs to be a full argument, and there will be.
Yeah, wow. Besides that, let's jump into a couple of other things about the wall. The president talking about the wall a couple of days ago in Arizona, and he's saying to his donors, I guess he's putting it out there, that the wall has to be built. He's asking for money, huh?
Well, he's asking for money, and he's also saying that he's going to make a list and give it to all the Republicans who have Americans who have donated to end, to support his presidency and to end the wall. Can you believe
wow.
it? And he
yeah.
sent out a fundraiser to that. I mean,
wow.
this guy, he's really going out on his own, and he's infuriating people in the Republican Party.
Right, and have you seen that? Like this, I mean, obviously there's been discord with presidents in their own party in the past, but it seems like it's picking up more steam and getting worse.
As you know, Ronald Reagan said the 11th commandment is, do not speak ill of another Republican.
Yeah. Well, that's not happening now.
But on the other hand, I've seen people in the base. You know, I spend a lot of time in airports and around the country, and I've seen people in the base, and they think he's great. So
right.
I don't know what's going to happen. The problem is that even if his base think he's great and you got 25%, there's the other 75% of the country, some of whom are Democrats, but a lot may be Dean Heller. Dean Heller, yes, Jeff Flake kinds of Republicans that are going to vote for those Republicans.
Right, and then that therein lies the problem, because you're not autonomous, and you need those votes, and then that becomes a problem for the president, obviously.
Well, he needs the Republican votes to get his legislation done.
Yeah. If he doesn't have it, he can't do anything. Absolutely. I got to ask you this curveball, because a lot of it is being made about Hillary Clinton's new book and what Hillary Clinton and what she's had to say a little bit about Trump in the election. What do you think?
Well, I think Hillary Clinton should do what Vice President Al Gore did when he lost that election. And go on and do something on your own that's independent, and stop what happened, which is the name of the book. Stop going over that old stuff. Let it go. Move on.
There you go. Bravo. Let it go and move on. I agree. You and I know what it's like to go through this hurricane thing. You helped the people in Mississippi. This is scary what's happening with Harvey, isn't it?
It's very scary what's happening with Harvey, and it may really take the focus of attention off what Donald Trump is doing. And that very well might be a good thing for this country, just like the eclipse did. But let me just say one thing. He retweeted something that somebody had written about the eclipse and said basically he put Barack Obama, well, he didn't do it, but the person put Barack Obama in black and white and Trump in color, and he has him eclipsing, and then Donald Trump retweeted it. I mean, I just want to tell him, listen, President Trump, put your tweetster away and be a president.
Yeah, wow. Well, yeah, the Twitter is doing him no favors, that's for sure. Absolutely. Ellen Ratner, thank you so much. Have a fabulous weekend.
Thank you.
All right. She is the author of several books, too, by the way, including Loving What You Do. I got a big nod from Ellen in that book, and so did some other people in the talk media world. And she's just such an interesting woman, and has covered and has friends both in the Democratic and in the Republican Party, certainly. Harvey intensifying, bearing down on Texas. You know, they're talking about, I just talked to a meteorologist, they're talking about the storm surging in what could be up to over 12 feet of storm surges, meaning, you know, along that coastline, think of how big that wall would be of water. I mean, it's just flat out being labeled as a life-threatening storm that is posing a grave risk to millions of people who are bracing for what could be disastrous. They're talking about counties that are about 100 miles inland, even. I've got family and friends and know a lot of people in these areas that are right in, almost in the eye of the hurricane, and it's very scary. We're talking about waterfront vacation homes. We're talking about, you know, that have been there forever. We're talking about a pretty vast region filled with a lot of people. It kind of reminds me in a way of Superstorm Sandy, the buildup to this, and then what happened, how it smashed New York and New Jersey. And talking to my relatives there, as you know, if you were listeners of the show, we had my mother on the show. We had other people on the show talking about what was going on and how horrific that was and how that intensified. And this really looks like a Cat 3 storm with toppling trees, floods, damage to homes. People are really worried, and they should be evacuating. There's absolutely no question about that. All right, the word shooter, an active shooter, came across my desk today, and I said, oh, no, where? My friends in Charleston, hang with us. We got more on that and some other things we're going to pop around on. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do it too. Do you call it for more?
It's very nerve-wracking. You just want to make sure everyone stays safe, especially being across the street from everything going on and you're not sure what's going on.
All right, so active shooter, like I said, I heard that a couple of times. As soon as it was happening, someone reached out to me, one person dead in Charleston, and this is, I just was there, whatever it was, 6 months ago, right in that restaurant that they're talking about in Charleston. It ended up in a hostage situation, too, by the way, and it was on King Street, which is one of their main arteries in historic Charleston, and what happened was there was an employee. He was furious, right? So, of course, he's a furious employee. What does he do? He's going to go back into the restaurant and lose it. And that's what happened. He killed somebody at the restaurant. And it happened around noon at Virginia's. That's a popular place on, like I said, one of the city's busiest neighborhoods, busiest streets. And the deal was is that he was disgruntled. So he came back with a gun and then killed someone and then held another person hostage. The victim was a 37-year-old and was the executive chef at the restaurant. So that's what the deal was. It was a disgruntled person. And the suspect was shot by the cops eventually, was taken to a nearby hospital after that. But really, mayhem kind of set in a sense. They handled it well. The police handled it well. Everybody responded immediately. They were there. But, you know, you hear this, and you see people fleeing from the stores, etc., because they're not expecting it, right? And luckily, the hostage was rescued. So, of course, that was the good news there, because then once the hostage was taken, that became pretty scary. But that's all it was, because initially there was premature reports it's a terrorist, and it was not. So SWAT team helicopters buzzing around, all of that. And Virginia's, which, as I mentioned, I went to Virginia's, is kind of a southern food upscale kind of deal. And that was pretty, you know, pretty surprising. And there, you know, people, customers went through the back door and got out as fast as they, you know, as fast as they could. So the sad thing is, just for a reference point, the restaurant happens to be about a block from the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church. Remember, a couple of years ago, that's where a white supremacist fatally shot 9 people of that Bible study group. And Dylan Roof, who was the guy, was sentenced to death in federal court for that massacre. So, boy, oh, boy. It's just brought back some memories, I think, for some of those people because of the area especially that it was in. But one fatality, luckily it wasn't more, you know, luckily it wasn't more than that. As the world turns in a lot of different directions, I think so much focus besides what's happening in Washington, the shooter situation today is Harvey that I mentioned, this wall of water, talking about 125-mile-an-hour winds. You might have heard a simulation that that we played at the top of this show, 125-mile-an-hour winds with incredible storm surges. And I checked with one meteorologist, I checked with another meteorologist, and of course this information is pretty readily available because hurricanes you can track. As somebody who's been in 2 hurricanes, one pretty horrific when I was a kid, and we were stuck in a shore town and watched a boat sink and a dock blow off and had my family running for holy candles and saw things crumble around us. But I was really little when that happened, but it definitely had an impact on me. And then going through another hurricane situation, and of course going to Mississippi after Katrina and going to New Orleans as well, and seeing how that hurricane damaged so many lives along the coastline for 2 different reasons. The brunt of the hurricane actually smashing into Biloxi and Mississippi. So this eye of the hurricane is in a headed for a very populated area. And as it surges, I mean, you could get some pretty bad rain in places deep into these parishes in Louisiana, as far as, you know, Morgan City, if you were to look at a map, which is pretty deep in. And then they're also talking about, of course, Houston, which has lots of problems with floods. And then San Antonio is going to be impacted by this as well. And they're talking about maybe 2 or 3 or perhaps even a 4-day period. Wow. 4 days of that. 4 days. A place called Port Aransas and Aransas Pass, they're 2 small kind of coastal areas. They just told everyone, you just get out of here. They asked them, just evacuate. 12,000 people live there because they say there's no guarantee of a rescue. And if you don't leave, we're Xing, putting an X by the house, saying we could probably find a dead body in here. That's what I was told. So they're really trying to tell people, don't mess with this. You don't want to mess with this. There was Ike. My family was affected by Ike. Smashed into the bottom part of their house, flooded it, ruined the whole bottom of it. That was in September of 2008. They had winds of like 110 miles an hour, and they lived in a place right on the water in Galveston, across the water from Galveston. And there was a lot of damage, $22 billion in damage in that area. So this could be the first big storm since, because they're saying even bigger than Ike, since Hurricane Claudette in 2003, which caused $180 million damage just in that one specific area. Probably the worst is one that comes to mind, because I know so much about hurricanes, and we've talked to so many people, frankly, about hurricanes, was, remember, back in the early 60s, and I've seen pictures of this, not being alive then, but Carla, in 1961, they said the wind then up to 175 miles an hour. 25,000 people evacuated. 34 people ended up dying in that. It was just, you see the pictures of it. It wiped everything. I mean, it just wiped everything out. And so we're seeing that, obviously. The scare is it going to fall somewhere between Ike or this hurricane that happened in 1961? Which is it going to be? So how about this? You win the Powerball jackpot and you quit on the spot on live TV. I love this. I mean, I really did. This woman who was a hospital worker, plunks down a couple of bucks, actually picked out her numbers for birthday reasons or whatever. She just filled it in. A 53-year-old woman. And she said, as soon as she knew it, she looked down, she realized she had it. She said the first thing she really wanted to do was hide in her bed, but she said she called the Mercy Medical Center in Springfield where she's worked. She worked for them for 32 years. And she, 32 years, she called them up and she said, I will not be coming back. Yeah. Because if you think about this, she's a mother of two. And the amount of money that she won, you take out the taxes, it's over $400 million clear, free and clear. $480 million would be what it would be before, yeah, after you take the taxes out. That is insane. $480 million. Of course she quit on the spot. I don't care that she worked there for 30-some years. She can go back and say goodbye to everyone. That's crazy, isn't it? And she just went to this, you know, she just went to this store, convenience store outside of Boston, and bought the ticket there. That's that. Of course, that's what she did. And that store, you know what they get? $50,000. That's it. $50,000 that they say they're going to donate to charity. Wow, that's incredible. Oh, boy, oh boy. And there was a little bit of confusion as to where, what store it was initially, but then in the end, who cares, right? She won an insane amount of money. It was the second largest Powerball payout in history. Incredible, right? Wow. And you know what's interesting? Six people won $2 million. 34 people won $1 million. Would you take $2 million? Of course you would. But did you get $2 million? No. Did you even buy a lottery ticket? Coming up next, We Can Count here on ATN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Of We Can Count. It's about the numbers. When you look around, really, numbers mark everything. So we start with this. 16 Americans associated with the U.S. Embassy in China are having some big problems. They're experiencing symptoms related to attacks on their health. A severe hearing loss is what the U.S. State Department is saying. They confirmed an incident that happened in 2016. The number of Americans affected wasn't known. It's something that they said they hadn't experienced before. In May, two Cuban diplomats were ordered to leave their embassy in Washington and said that the State Department doesn't know who was behind the attacks. Multiple U.S. agencies are scrambling to try to figure this out. What is this, some kind of weird covert sonic device? They can't find any equipment, but these people are having severe hearing loss. The Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs says that they're cooperating with the U.S. on the matter. They say Cuba has never permitted, or will permit that Cuban territory be used for any action against accredited diplomatic officers or their families, except for all the ones that lost their hearing. We can't figure that out. The U.S. Embassy reopened in 2015 after, remember, the president, then Obama, reestablished diplomatic relations. But late last year, you had these diplomats in Havana that have unexplained hearing loss. That is freaky, is what it is. At least one Canadian official, same thing. So what are they trying to do in Cuba? Even Marco Rubio, duh, jump on this, the senator from Florida. He tweets out and he says, the Castro regime should be held accountable. Marco Rubio and I would agree on very little. I agree with him. Are you kidding me? I mean, is this an episode of James Bond? Sick and sad, however, and twisted for the families. Find that device, is what I say, because something is causing that. And there have to be targets. They're specifically, obviously, going after a few, people. Now, this is crazy. You know how people say they see Jesus or the Virgin Mary or one of the apostles or whatever in their pancakes or in snowflakes or wherever? In Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, a mom thinks her new baby may do big things in life because of an image on the sonogram that was taken not long before the child's birth. The sonogram includes an image that Alicia Zeke and her fiance, Zach Smith, they think it looks like Jesus. It was taken on August 1st during an ultrasound that was ordered when she had high blood pressure, went to the doctors. She gave the photo to her fiance when they showed her the sonogram and said, what do you think? And he saw it too. They think Jesus is on the sonogram. So you can easily, whatever search engine you use, just type that in, image of Jesus and sonogram. And I want to know what you think. Does it look like Jesus there in that? Send me your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact. And that's how you can get in. I looked at it. I don't know. I mean, it looks like a sonogram to me. I'm having a tough time seeing this. But maybe I'm not looking at it right. I'm not sure. How about the staff at the London Zoo? They do this thing called the annual weigh-in. Luckily, not of the employees. Wouldn't that be humiliating? Everybody has to weigh in, and the animals get to watch. No, it's the opposite. Instead, the animals get weighed in from the tiny to the very big. Zookeepers weigh and measure 200 species, including, ready for this, frogs. I want to be the person that measures the frogs. Come here, frog. Come on. Gotta measure you. Frogs, goats, and lions. And it takes several days to do that, and then they tell the public what the tonnage is at the London Zoo. The annual tonnage of the zoo. That could be fun. What they should do, and I bet you they don't do it, I'm going to call them with this idea. It's a layup. They could have, with the weigh-in, the overall weight, whoever gets closest to the weight wins some big prize. Like they get to get in free or something for the rest of their lives. They get to get in free to the zoo. Yeah, why not? It'd be clever. Maybe more people would get into it. Who knows? Just an idea, right? Just an idea. James Cameron sometimes has foot and mouth disease. The legendary director has made some interesting statements about Wonder Woman, the DC big smash hit, you know, saying that the film is not the progressive feminist triumph it's been widely hailed as, but actually objectifies women. Does James Cameron know how much money Wonder Woman brought in? Does he have any idea? I think he does, and maybe that's it. It's about measuring how much Wonder Woman brought in. And, of course, there was a female director for this, Patty Jenkins, her name is, and the answer is $80 million in the U.S. alone. So Patty Jenkins did respond to James Cameron's critique of the movie and said that James Cameron's inability to understand what Wonder Woman is or stands for to women all over the world is unsurprising, as though he's a great filmmaker, he's not a woman. Strong women are great. His praise of my film, Monster, and our portrayal of a strong yet damaged woman was so appreciated. But if women have to always be hard, tough, and trouble to be strong, we aren't free to be multidimensional or celebrate an icon of women everywhere because she's attractive and loving. Then we haven't come in, we haven't come very far. Certainly, this was a massive hit. There's a big female audience for this. There's no question that this was a huge movie. In fact, in the rankings of comic movies, I was kind of surprised by this, because think of all the comic movies based on comic book characters that there have been out there for the last couple decades. It ranks eighth all time comic movies. In fact, it's still showing in some theaters and is so popular that they're talking about having Wonder Woman return to, it's going to do it, it's going to return to IMAX theaters for a one-day deal. And the one-day deal is on Friday in select places where they have IMAX. And, I mean, with that worldwide total, that's crazy when you think of Batman versus Superman and Spider-Man, and Warner Brothers is going to do a sequel. They've already said it, that they're looking at the sequel, so they realize that this definitely struck a chord, and they're going to go for another one. Makes sense to me. Hey, speaking of movies, coming up in our next segment, we will do our cheap, very cheap, we spare no expense in this show, cheap movie review. Not Wonder Woman, because that's, we've already seen that, done that, been there. There's no review for that movie. But for other movies that are coming out this weekend, it's been kind of a lull for the movies since a lot of the big ones already happened. And then they'll gear up again, and some other big movies will come out at Christmas time. Because that's when people are off again, when kids are off, etc. And that makes, makes complete sense to me. I don't know about the rest of you. It makes sense to me anyway. All right, how about this? When we talk about numbers of punches thrown. Now, why am I saying numbers of punches thrown? Because Miguel Cabrera threw a bunch of punches. I guess he thought it was Saturday, you know, the Mayweather fight, Mayweather-McGregor getting warmed up for that. So Cabrera, who's an awesome baseball player, by the way, threw a bunch of punches at the Yankees catcher, and a wild brawl ensued. It did. Benches cleared. Punches were thrown. It happened in the bottom of the sixth. And there was just a big tussle. It was a long afternoon of hit by pitches, ejections, and bench clearing. That would lead to problems. I understand that. The Tigers would eventually win this. 10-6 was the final score. And then how many ejections and how many punches? They're still trying to sort that out. This is brutal. Well, you know, you get thrown at, that's going to start something. People are going to rush the field. Mayhem. Mayhem will ensue. Guaranteed when you do that. Guaranteed. All right. How about this? Fuel prices. Refiners have shut down refineries because of the major hurricane that's coming. So Harvey could affect a lot of us in the United States, not just those that will get flooded and smashed by the home damage and everything else. When it hits land late Friday or early Saturday between Port O'Connor and Matagorda Bay, that whole stretch of coastline northeast of Corpus Christi, the next thing that happens after the Cat 3 and the damage and everything else is, oh my gosh, what happens with gas? Because gas shoots up. So, you know, you can prepare as much as you want, and that's all good and fine, but you may see a big spike in this because of, hear it? Yeah, Wonder Woman. Even Wonder Woman can't do anything about this, sadly, unless it veers. Hang with us, movies next. And the power you possess.
Wonderful. Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh. Ooh. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh. So, if you go to see Wonder Woman, it got pretty good ratings. If you go to IMAX and see it, it'd be kind of interesting, I think. But Wonder Woman isn't new. That's been out, obviously, for months and months and months. Pretty soon, Wonder Woman will be streaming into your tubes someday soon, maybe just in a couple of months. There are a slew of new movies out, and we always look at three of them. So the one that is creating the most stir is a movie called, ready for it? All Saints. Here's a little snippet of All Saints.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spurlock.
You didn't meet before, I'm Michael.
You're the son of the church, ain't you?
The fact is, you had 12 people in that church today.
Jesus had 12 people. He done all right, didn't he?
A new pastor's first assignment, to close a struggling church.
Michael, you're not here to perform CPR.
If passing out a few flyers helps my congregation feel they can let the church go, I'm going to do it.
Refugees searching to find a new home.
We have 15 new families, not enough food for their children.
Well, here's the thing, Yee Wynn. We're closing the church. We're broke.
What is broke?
Together, they'll risk it all for hope.
We had a God in very good ground at All Saints.
What do you think will happen to them when we leave?
Let's keep them in our prayers and ask for God's help.
Aren't you God's help?
I think God spoke to me.
What did he say?
He said, I've given you land, I've given you farmers. Do the math.
He said, do the math.
He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
That voice you hear, be sure it's God's voice, not your own.
And people are not here to pick your beans, they're here to be American.
What's more American than farming? Start a farm, you work together, you save the church.
Amen. How you gonna plow?
It's funny you should mention that.
You're blowing your boss's chance at a big sale here, preacher.
You risked our careers on us.
You swore an oath as a minister to God, not to me, to obey, even when you disagree.
Swore an oath as a Christian to care for the least of these. This whole thing, it's not some ego trip on mine, is it?
I knew the will of God. Is it his voice I heard, or was it mine?
Look back where we started.
I want to show you something. We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
Alright, so All Saints, here's what the scoop is. PG all day long. It's a drama. 1 hour, 48 minutes, popcorn, the hustle that you do up and down the seats, all the previews planned for two. And it is about the man you just heard, Michael Spurlock, deciding to trade in his corporate sales career to become what? A pastor. A big leap there, right? The first assignment is to close a country church and sell a piece of land. So you can imagine what would happen in that community. John Corbett, who's a great actor, is the pastor. Barry Corbin, David Keith, people you would recognize. We move from All Saints, which we'll find an audience, I'm certain of it, to Birth of a Dragon. Lee is the last name. That's the hint.
You boys done playing? This is Kung Fu. We're not training for the Olympics. We're training for the street. Action!
Jack Min, you're leaving the Shaolin Temple to check out Kung Fu in America.
People in Chinatown don't like that I teach whites.
Shaolin said Walt Jack Min to spy on me.
He may be the only person in this world who can tear down everything I've been working so hard to build up. Sooner or later, we're gonna have to fight him.
What does Sifu Lee teach you?
He teaches us to kick ass.
Kick ass? Your technique is impressive. But it has one limitation.
What?
You.
I'm the future. You're the past. You're irrelevant, Walt. Fight me.
I will accept our challenge. Raised up from the ashes, never doubt us now.
A new faith for this next generation. No rules. No holds barred.
No limits. You guys kill each other. Now you begin to exceed your limits.
What limits?
Ever show you my one-inch punch, Tony?
So the Lee is young Bruce Lee, making a name for himself while working as a martial arts instructor, did you know this, in 1964 in San Francisco. He meets Wong Jack Man, and he challenges that kung fu master, you just heard a little bit of it there, to this big fight that becomes the stuff of legend. He was legendary. Bruce Lee had a lot of fans, and he was just a hero, a Hong Kong and American actor, and just his philosophy and all of that mixed in between. So this movie could be interesting. If it doesn't find its audience on the big screen, it will find, and it might not, it will find its audience in streaming. And it's a PG-13 drama film, action, all that kind of, it's a biopic, really. And some people don't really like biopics. I say it does better in streaming. And then finally, here's our last one. Ready for it? Here we go. Roll that footage on Leap.
Hey, Victor! I'm gonna be everything I wanna be.
Felicity!
Oh, the world has a dream, but dreams are not reality.
If you escape with me tonight, our dreams will come true.
Do you have a plan?
A brilliant plan! I call them chicken wings!
Chickens don't fly!
Good morning, sunshine.
Ew, when's the last time you brushed your teeth?
You will become the greatest dancer, and I will become the greatest inventor ever.
You're a weirdo. Are you the caretaker? You can stay with me until you get on your feet.
Starting tomorrow, we'll have an audition for my new ballet.
Can you dance? I think I can. Training starts at 5 a.m. tomorrow.
5 a.m.?
Do you think it was stupid to come to Paris?
Don't say that. We should never give up on our dreams.
So how do I get that part?
You get the part of the passion.
Tonight was a good performance.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm stretching.
All right, so there you have it. Leap is animated, of course, and an orphaned girl arrives in Paris and has no money but a passionate, big, giant dream. She wants to become a dancer, as you heard there. This will find an audience for sure. Rotten Tomatoes gives it 91%. It's PG. Romance, adventure, 1 hour, 30 minutes. That's what the kids can take. Music, mayhem, and a happy ending. That's what you'll get with this. Some familiar names are the voices of the animated characters in this, including Elle Fanning and a few others, too, like Nat Wolff. It will do well at the box office. I have a feeling people will be leaping to go see Leap. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.